Mikhail's hands ball into fists and his nostrils flare. He's waiting for an answer, and I don't have one to give. Perhaps it was because we were distracted by the proposal and subsequent engagement that was to follow. But how would Lucy have known about Luca's plans? It's unlikely that the two of them even shared a glance before today. There was not even a hint of recognition on either of their faces. Lucy recognized me. And that had been my fault. I had bought her a drink after crashing into her at the club, spilling the contents of her cosmopolitan all over her dress. It was the least I could do, but thinking back, maybe it wasn't entirely my doing. Had I been set up? I'll find out how she got onto the property, sir. Just give me time. Mikhail isn't the most patient of men, and to expect him to remain calm while there's a prisoner inside his home is unlikely. But I won't let anything happen to his family or the women and children living under his roof. He doesn't answer. Instead, he continues down the hallway and out of sight as he heads through the corridor. I breathe a sigh of relief. I know better than getting on Mikhail's bad side, but bringing Lucy under his roof was a risk. What was I supposed to do? Should I have left her outside, called for an ambulance, and had her taken away? Then, I'd never know why she was here, sneaking inside, and what she was up to. At least this way, I will find out. There's a slight rustling on the opposite side of the door. Lucy should be asleep. I turn the handle to check on her, and a cold gust of wind jets to the room. The window to the back of the courtyard is wide open, and Lucy is perched on the ledge, attempting to escape. Chapter 3 Lucy.
What the hell are you doing?
Nikita's voice startles me, and I nearly fall over the edge of the open window. I have one leg out and one still in the mansion's bedroom. I need to get out before it's too late. My hands grip the bedsheets that are tied into a long makeshift rope that I'm attempting to use to climb down. They're fastened along the post of the headboard. Nikita storms into the bedroom, and I swing my leg over the window ledge. I don't plan on sticking around to find out what's going to happen. I yank the cloth sheets and grip them as I'm holding on to the sheets and nothing more while I hang over the edge of the window.
Lucy, get the hell back inside.
Nikita is peering over the window at me and grabs my arm.
Get off me!
I shriek. My ruckus only brings on more commotion. A bright spotlight moves over the mansion until it lights up my escape. So much for being quiet and sneaking away without being noticed. I glance over my shoulder, and there are two armed guards hurrying toward me. Shit. I glance up at Nikita. His grip is firm on my arm as I'm hanging by the knotted bedsheets. He yanks me up over the window pane, dragging my ass back inside.
Do you think that's the best way out of here?
Nikita scolds. I don't want to go to prison, I say. If he was serious about calling the cops for trespassing, I want out.
Malish, there are far worse places than a prison cell,
Nikita says. My name is Lucy, I reiterate, and push past him after he helps me to my feet on solid ground. I hurry for the door. Maybe I can still make it out of here and go home for dinner without ending up in handcuffs. I'm fast, but Nikita is faster. He traps me in the bedroom, beating me to the door, his back against the wood. Nikita is large against my petite frame. He towers above me, his arms folded against his chest.
And where do you think you're going?
He asks, staring down.